and Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Lisa Loving.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's Voices from the Edge with Joanne Hardesty. Joanne welcomes one of the authors of Stop and Frisk, The Use and Abuse of a Controversial Police Tactic. At 9 o'clock, it's Press Watch, your weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program hosted by Teresa Mitchell. At 10 o'clock, hear Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, your daily news magazine. At 11, Between the Covers welcomes Amy S. Foster, author of The Rift Uprising. Tune in to hear her thoughts about military deception, treatment of immigrants, and the bewildering new adult genre popping up in bookstores. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. Here's a reminder that all new and increased gifts to KBOO are matched one-to-one through the end of the year. Thank you to the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. You can go to kboo.fm right now and click on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station. And now it's time for News from the Boo, every Wednesday at 5:45, where we talk to people inside and around KBOO about what's happening at your favorite community radio station, KBOO. I'm Monica Beamer, KBOO station manager, and tonight I'm talking with Becky Myers, our amazing development director.
Oh, golly.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
So it's that time of year.
Yes, it is.
Our favorite time of year, one of our favorite times of year for support, amazing support. And I know that we have a match going on. Tell the folks a little bit about the match and how they can get their donations matched.
Well, the match is pretty incredible. Up to $15,000 of new and increased gifts are matched by the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. So through their generosity, your new or your extra gift this year will be matched one-to-one. And so we still have some money left to raise in that. I encourage you folks to go online, kboo.fm, and you can click on the big donate button on the right-hand side and donate there. You can become a member if this is your first time. Also, donations through GiveGuide. If you look up KBOO on giveguide.org, you'll find us, and that's another really great place to become a member of KBOO.
Well, I'm going to ask about the Give Guide, but before I do, I want to mention that I saw Paul Rowland taking a new membership today at the front desk.
Oh,
so
cool.
For folks who are not online, they can call us at the station as
you
well.
You can, and you can also stop by. We just had a member come by, give an extra gift just a few minutes ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's always fun to give people a tour. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing is to show people the library and all the equipment, and it's fun.
Yeah.
So what is the Give Guide?
So the Give Guide is a collection of about 140 nonprofits here in Portland, Oregon, and through a platform created by the Willamette Week. They celebrate the accomplishments and the good works of nonprofits here that are working to improve our local community. So KBOO has been a member of or a part of that for the past 2 years. And we have a goal. We have a goal of $15,000, and we could break $10,000 today.
Yeah.
If you give today.
Yeah, let's go for the 15.
Woo!
Yay! And thanks to the Willamette Week for that support.
Absolutely.
So tell us also about, KBOO is a member of the Oregon Cultural Trust, and we've been talking a little bit about how to support KBOO and support the Oregon Cultural Trust. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the Oregon Cultural Trust is a nonprofit a granting entity that is funded 100% through Oregon residents. It's literally the only program like it in all of the United States. What it does is it funds arts and culture and historic preservation throughout the state. So as a partner, KBOO qualifies, your donations to KBOO qualify for a matching donation through the trust. And so I guess this is better illustrated through an example. Say you give $100 to KBOO. If you give $100 to the Oregon Cultural Trust, you can claim that as a tax credit whenever you do your taxes for 2016. And so that additional amount gets written off. You can take that out of your Oregon state taxes. And so it's a means for folks who support culture to be able to do so in this incredible way. Yeah.
And so we have, there's lots of great reasons. Everyone who's listening now is hopefully a member of KBOO. If you're not, if you become a new member, your donation will get matched, as Becky just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to support us. Nationally, I think only 10% of listeners are members in community media, and we need everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And $20 a year is what it takes.
Yeah, but that's a minimum. You can be a member.
Show the power of independent community media and your radio station. And so, but I wanted to talk a little bit about this article that you were telling me about yesterday from the New York Times recently about the nonprofit journalism, basically the support that has grown since, basically since the election recently,
safe.
As people are recognizing the importance. And I'd say not just even the election, but the attack on journalism and media and journalists and the fake news, false news that's happening. So tell us a little bit about that.
So folks are showing support for nonprofit, non-commercial media in a humongous way. We've seen an increase in the support for these entities like ProPublica, a number of other folks, including KBOO. We've seen...
What's ProPublica?
It is a nonprofit investigative news organization. It mostly reports on corporate malfeasance and journalism. So corporate-supported media, how, you know, that specific bias, like, it comes up all the time. And so ProPublica, along with a number of other groups, because there are a number of, like, sort of watchdog groups, they take a look at how corporate media sort of, it aligns not only with corporate interests, but with specific politics. Mm-hmm. And mostly that comes from, like, where they get support. So, you know, if you I don't probably have to explain this to KBOO listeners at all, but that's an important part of why I think there's a critique of the media at this point having to do specifically with, you know, the lack of representation, but also how there is so much coming through that is presented as truth when in reality it is at best biased, but at worst totally, totally false.
And what makes KBOO and other community media so important, because we rely on our listeners for support and some good foundations we partner with who don't change anything that we do, but just support our good work.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing, you know, our message comes from engaging the community, providing trainings to anyone really who comes in the door, but with an emphasis on the voices of underrepresented and oppressed communities and individuals. So I think people really recognizing how important community media is as Amy Goodman says, the oxygen of democracy.
Absolutely. So,
and we just had a really successful holiday 3-day drive.
Yes, thanks to everybody who gave to that. That was an incredible showing of support.
And continuing that will be really helpful for us to do what we need to do to provide really important news and public affairs and also great music that we provide. So
yeah, I like to think of community stations like KBOO as a sort of sanctuary from, I think, the relentless barrage of, you know, either biased journalism, you know, entertainment news, things like that. It's a way for me to kind of step away from things like Facebook, where I think it takes so much more to even wade through what is right, what is false, and what is just meant to sell me something.
And we can always improve. We want to hear from folks. And also, mm-hmm. we would love for you to get involved. We have hundreds of volunteers doing this. One of my favorite things at KBOO is in the front area is there's really, I think, 120, 130 mailboxes. And each each individual box is two people or more, a collective, which is one of the ways we do our work is through collectives here at KBOO. And so that shows the incredible, those are our hosts and our producers. And it shows how important it is, how many people it takes to do community radio 24/7 here at KBOO. And it's just an amazing community. And so if you are interested, you can email Ani at volunteer@kboo.fm. If you'd like to join the newsroom or engineering, there's all sorts of volunteers.
Yeah, so, getting in the doors the first way to get to know KBOO and all the ways that you can plug in, because you could follow your dreams, essentially.
Yeah, it's great training, and I wish I had more time to do the training. And hopefully I will.
We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we do. We do. That's why it takes all of us. But the first thing is to come in for the volunteer training, and the next is if you want to be on air, we do a legal training, and then we also do an anti-oppression training for all of our lead volunteers, 3 hours, which is a really important step.
That's huge in growing community and making it, I think, resilient to the forces that we perceive to be negative.
But then we have hundreds of hours of training and mentoring. I think each month, really, if you count the mentoring, it's hundreds of hours.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it's just very dynamic, and where can you get free training nowadays? So it's important, and we do ask folks who are doing our training to help out, because we have lots of needs: front desk, facilities, membership. It's all important. So doing service as well while you're learning. I mean, learning is also service.
Yeah,
but
it is.
we're all bringing what we can here. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit also about some of the KBOO has an app now for phones.
Yeah.
And I know it has some new, we've had it for a year and a half. Maybe?
We've had it for a year and a half, and it was a great one-stop shop before.
I use it a lot.
You can look at Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, you can look at all of our social media, the calendars.
You can look at shows when you want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the archive stuff is pretty cool. And then, listening to what goes on the air when you're out of signal or, someplace else.
I use it a lot.
Yeah, same. But we have been adding our locally produced shows to the on-demand content, which is humongous.
Ah, some new features.
Yeah, there are hundreds of shows that are, like we've been talking about, created by volunteers here at KBOO, and they, I think, are amazing shows, reflective of their communities, great music, and the list goes on. So now you can go to the on-demand portion of the menu, select your favorite show, and you can take a look at whatever's been archived. So, say you remember a great show a month ago, now you can go to the app.
And you can search for it.
Yeah, you don't even, just like, it's scroll, it's super easy, very, bright and engaging, and find it very easily. Just click on it and listen to it, which is cool.
I sometimes access the website through our app. It's kind of funny. I know how to find programs on our website, so I just go there and look them up, and then you've had a big role in making sure, we have new websites getting better and better and stronger and stronger, but the app is just really important. And because we're looking at doing a second stream as well in 2017, we have new podcasting classes, and we've been working with students at NAIA and at PSU
and McLaren.
Lots of different groups to you can come in and learn about podcasting as well, which is really important, because that doesn't have to have airtime. It can just be available to the universe.
Right. And just FYI to all aspiring podcasters out there, KBOO has studios for you to use if you're a
volunteer.
That's
the other thing, right?
Yeah.
You learn how to use the editing software and equipment.
And then you can make it.
And then we have it. We have sign-ups and people coming all day and a new production room.
Mm-hmm.
And just come down. And we're moving more and more towards having different orientations in sort of open houses in the different mm-hmm. areas, so people can kind of learn more. If you're interested in engineering but don't know what it means, they'll have a open house for you to come and learn more, or the newsroom. Mm-hmm. So you'll see online more and more signups. And again, anytime you don't have access to online, you can call.
Yeah, we're at the phones. Yep. Whenever we're there, yep. we're at the phones. And yep. you can come by 20 Southeast 8th Avenue whenever the studios are open.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Anything else you want folks to know? Again, I'm speaking with Becky Myers, KBOO's Development Director. I'm Monica Beamer, Station mm-hmm. Manager. And we're talking about the end of year match.
That's mostly it.
Lots of other stuff.
Yeah. That is...
We're so lucky.
Well, one of the most important things I think for folks to know is that if you want to take advantage of some of the really cool tax benefits that happen here in 2016, you have to do so before midnight on the 31st.
Uh-huh, and the match goes to the 31st.
Exactly.
Well.
So, you know, make your contributions to KBOO. You can donate a car. Say if you're looking to start the new year with one less thing in your yard or garage, then that's a great yeah. venue for that. You yeah. can go to our website and look under support. There's a button that explains everything.
Yep. And again, you can call 503-231-8032 is the number.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be here on the 30th. I'm not sure I'll be here on the 31st, but we're going to actually be painting one of our studios and putting in new donated...
during the magic week.
Yeah, that's the magic week where there's magically time to get stuff done.
Yeah.
So if you want to come down on the 30th, I'll be here with some volunteers.
And you can always ask for me if you have any questions. Yeah. So call, you know, the front desk, ask for Becky. If you yeah. are looking for different ways to donate, then feel free to give me a shout.
Yeah, come on down. And thank you so much. Well, thank you, Becky.
My pleasure.
And this is News from the Boo. And this is Monica Beamer and Becky Myers thanking you for all your support of KBOO.
Community yes, thank Radio. You.
The time is 6:00. You are listening to KBOO Portland. As a reminder, between right now and midnight on New Year's Eve,